an interview which had become a tradition over the past decade, reportedly rejecting requests from NBC, which says the invitation remains open if he changes his mind. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
In Super Bowl news, as Sunday's the big game between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, the Department of Homeland Security says there are no credible threats against the game in Minneapolis.
So obviously, due to its size, its scope, it is and can be an attractive target. We don't have any credible or specific threat intel, but we will continue to actively monitor channels with our international partners.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen speaking to reporters yesterday.
We have done everything from help prepare on the front end. We'll be here during the event. And then certainly in the unlikely event that something occurs, we'll be here to support the state and locals who are here on the ground.
As for the game itself, quarterback for the New York Giants Eli Manning telling Fox and Friends this morning that the Philadelphia Eagles may be the underdogs, but he thinks they do have a chance.
They've played well all year. They're kind of coming in as the underdog role, which I think they've embraced. The only problem, they don't have Tom Brady. That's the only difference.
On.
Tom Brady on the other side, he's a difference maker. He's been incredible this year and at bringing his team back and winning tight football games. So, you know, who knows? I've been the underdog a few times and it's come out victorious. So predict all you want, but it's going to come down to a few plays and if the Eagles can get a lead and stop Tom Brady in the fourth quarter.
And again, he was speaking on Fox and Friends. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 33 degrees in Flemington and it is mostly cloudy. There's a slight chance of showers tonight chance of rain after 11 a.m. I don't think that's going to happen. It'll be rain, snow, and sleet, becoming all snow after 2 a.m. tonight, low around 25. Friday, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 10 a.m. as the storm wraps up and gets out of here. And then it will be mostly cloudy, with a high of 29. Friday night's back to cold again with a low of 13. Saturday will be mostly sunny, high of 28 before the next storm rolls in Saturday night into Sunday. The chance
of
80%, it doesn't give amounts yet, but it's rain and snow. With a high of 37. I'm sorry? No, you're not. Say it again.
So you called it a big storm.
Well.
And you don't know amounts.
I don't.
Jennifer, we at the Huntington County Library try to give accurate information at all times. Whether it be weather or literary advice.
Well, I can give you some accurate information now. We're going to do one more commercial and then begin the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Karaoke version of it?
I don't know if it's karaoke.
There's no words to it. Go ahead, Jennifer. Jump right in.
No, I didn't want to drown you out.
I know, but you could sing them. You could sing them. You know the words? If we started from the beginning, I could have done it. Good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Why are we playing Aerosmith, by the way?
Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Because Jennifer needs to learn to walk properly. Okay, because I was unprepared and I just thought of it.
It's February. I think you're obsessing on this, Jennifer, which is probably not helping your recuperation. It's February, and we look forward to a full slate of programs and concerts at HCL and NCB as we continue our march towards spring. Speaking of March, Maker's Day will be held at the South County Branch on March 10th and at the North County Branch Library on March 24th. These will be can't-miss family events. Last week, Jennifer was standing in the park wondering why a Frisbee gets larger the closer it gets. And then it hit her. Academy Award-nominated film series, Pause to Read, Adult Winter Reading Club, and so much more to talk about on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. I can't hear you. Are you talking into your microphone?
I am.
Now you are. Get off Facebook over there. That can
I'm
wait.
I'm looking for something. No, I'm looking for your bookmark.
It's the Library Show. It is February. Welcome to February, everyone. Tomorrow's Groundhog's Day. If you want to meet...
The groundhog?
If you want to meet the groundhog, go to Punxsutawney. Well, I guess any old groundhog would do.
Well, it's February 1st, so the Jim Fesh.
Well, I was finishing something, Jennifer.
I
was talking.
But then you said Punxsutawney.
I was saying, you interrupted by saying the groundhog. That wasn't what I was going to say.
Okay.
What I was going to say, if you want to meet the Hunterdon County Library PR Committee, come to Lone Eagle Brewery tomorrow at 5 p.m. And we'll all be there, right, Jennifer?
No, I have a birthday.
Right after, that's at nighttime. Nope, there's no birthday party at 5 o'clock.
There is if you're old.
Prime the pump a little bit at Lone Eagle. It's Jean's birthday party, Jennifer.
No, it's my sister's birthday party.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Sister Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
And where's her birthday party at? You have time. Bring Sarah over. I want to toast her for her birthday.
You'll regret it.
No, I will not. I've met Sarah before. Sarah, if you're listening. Jennifer's mom, if you're listening. Jennifer needs to be a Lone Eagle. And your mom can come, too. And your dad.
Why would I want to go out drinking?
Why? Because there's a lot of fun. What are you talking
about?
You
know, you're right. You're actually right. They are.
They're all invited, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jim.
There are actually no excuses.
But oddly enough, I didn't even know about this event.
I just sent that an email. Probably didn't read your email.
Please tell me you didn't use the work email for it.
I probably did.
What did I say about that?
Nope, I forgot. Oh, well. Probably shouldn't be talking about it on the air either.
Nope.
You think about that.
Yep.
Oh, well, I'm in trouble, everyone. What can I say?
You've been there before. You're not afraid.
30 years. I've never been written up for anything, Jennifer. Is this the first time?
No, stop it. Too much work. I got too much to
do. Go ahead. If you feel you have to.
I got too much to do to write you up, Jim.
I got a lot to do, too, Jennifer, you know. You're not the only one. Okay, so library show. We have some programs. Let's start with the programs coming up this week, Jennifer. Right. But first, you wanted to mention the bookmark.
I wanted to mention the bookmark because it's very timely. It is.
In what way?
Because it's February 1st, and these are now available at the libraries. It is a little slopey hill, I imagine. Jim's imagining Vermont.
No, just anywhere.
With,
definitely be Hunterdon County, Jennifer.
8 snowmen and some pine trees on a house with a smoking chimney. And I have found 3 HDLs.
You found all 3, huh? I thought the one on the left would be hard.
Really?
Where's, let me see, point to the third one.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's a space I look for here, here, and here, and here. I thought this one was hard. I thought the middle one was hard.
Oh, well.
But anyway, and Jim has framed his 2017 poster of his bookmark.
2017, Jennifer, I don't like to pat myself on the back usually, but it may have been my finest year.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Overall, as a whole, I mean, there's other ones that other years that I obviously like, but as a whole, as the body of work, I'm very pleased with 2017. You're not, obviously.
No, I have to go back and look.
My last February bookmark was one of my favorites I've ever done.
I actually liked your... Which one was that?
It's where the little kids are, meet, and then they fall in love and get married.
Oh, that's right.
By the end of the book... In the beginning of the bookmark, the meeting. At the end of the bookmark, they're getting married. And the love has grown, Jennifer, by the size of the hearts in the background. I don't know why. That one will be one of my favorites.
I liked the one you did in October for your...
And then I hid my wife's name in it, too.
Yes.
That didn't hurt anything. And which one, October?
Was that your 30th anniversary bookmark?
That was September.
September, your hands.
Yeah.
That one I liked a lot.
Me at my desk drawing a bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
See? Quality year. We just named 2 months right off the bat.
That one I liked.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate that. So the Hunterdon County Library bookmarks, it's been a tradition in Hunterdon County for over 30 years, Jennifer. Name something else that's been a tradition in Hunterdon County for over 30 years.
Jim Thatch.
Something general-wise. What has been going on? Every the holiday parade? The Flemington Fair?
Probably. Well, the fair, for sure. The Christmas tree lighting in Flemington.
Sure. See, there's lots. So just throw our hat into the ring there. Okay, some programs coming up at the Hunterdon County Library and North County Branch this week. We have a new Academy Award-nominated film series, Jennifer, presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. The first movie up is Dunkirk. We'll be showing that next Tuesday at the North County Branch Library at 6 p.m. Dunkirk is up for the Academy Award for Best Picture. Am I not mistaken?
You are not mistaken.
Are all these movies? They're not all up for Best Picture.
No.
But Dunkirk is.
Yes.
The other movies we're showing in this time around are Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Victoria and Abdul, Get Out, and The Greatest Showman starring Hugh Jackman. So if you want more information about our movies or any of our programs coming up, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and all the flyers for all the upcoming programs will be at your fingertips.
And actually, we have a movie tonight at the headquarters library. We'll be showing The Big Sick at 6 p.m.
To
wrap up the last...
That's the last series. I've already moved on, Jennifer.
I know you have, but we're not finished.
Okay. At the next Wednesday, we have two options for you. First, at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., it's the annual meeting or the monthly meeting of the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club. They'll be talking about the Hunterdon Land Trust, a very good group, helpful group in Hunterdon County, with Stephanie Spence. She will present on the past, current, and future efforts to protect the extraordinary natural beauty of Hunterdon County. The Hunterdon Land Trust preserves and stewards land, which protects clean air and water and promotes a local food system. Preserved land also provides outdoor recreational opportunities and habitat for wildlife. The Hunterdon Land Trust has helped protect more than 8,400 acres of forest, fields, and farms. So a big thank you to Hunterdon Land Trust, Jennifer. A meet and greet always follows the Sahara Club meetings, and refreshments are always available. This is, once again, Wednesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And your other option is a show we've been doing annually, not quite 30 years, Jennifer, but pretty long.
9 years.
Actually, 9 years, so you're right, for this program, Variety at the Library 9, starring our old friend Jack McDade, singer-comedian Jack McDade. Also featured in this variety show is cabaret singer AJ, pianist and vocalist Rick and Melissa Charwin. So Jack McDade presents an eclectic group of singers offering musical renditions from the Great American Songbook. Jack offers comedic comments throughout the evening about love and romance, since this is a week before Valentine's Day. Jennifer, any Valentine's Day plans yet for you?
No. Social Security Day. It's Ash Wednesday, though. So.
When, February 7th?
14th. You said Valentine's Day plans.
Oh.
No.
It's Ash Wednesday. That's you have Ash Wednesday plans, not Valentine's plans. Don't miss this very popular show, Jennifer. Jack McDade, if you don't know, it's a little bit of trivia for you. Jack McDade was the very first musical guest on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, our very own Jack McDade. Seating reservations are requested for all these programs. You can do so online or by calling the Hunterdon County Library at 788-1434, or if your program that you want to attend is at the North County Branch Library, call them at 730-6135.
Before we go to our first commercial break, I just want to mention one tween program that's going to be next Thursday afternoon, so you have time to plan for it. It's called Maple Syrup to Go, and it's presented by Laura Kroon, the Parks Naturalist from the Hunterdon County Parks System. It's from 4 to 4:45, and I hear that they're bringing a converted bus with some kind of maple syrup operation on it. We got a long email about it yesterday.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
It's a little early for tapping those maple trees, isn't it?
It is, but this way you're all set to go when the time comes. So that's next Thursday at 4 o'clock. And it's geared to students 1 through 4, but it sounds like it'll be good for families of all ages. So we will be right back after these commercials.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch and joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. It's February 1st, 2018. This time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on February 1st in years past. And I also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on February 1st and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1835, Jennifer. This is just a... You'll never get it, but I'm just making a point here, Jennifer. 1835, slavery is abolished where?
1835?
Yeah. I don't even know if I know how to pronounce this. Mauritius. I don't even know where that is. Mauritius. Just always befuddles me, Jennifer, how slavery hung on so long in the United States. We think we're such a forward-thinking country.
Was it in the United States?
What? No. The United States had slavery until 1865, Jennifer.
But are you sure it was in... What spelled it?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Spell the place.
Mauritius. Moving on to 1861, Jennifer. Who secedes from the United States?
It's a country in East Africa. What was the question?
And they didn't even have slavery.
What year?
1861. What state secedes from the Union? From the United States.
South Carolina.
Texas. Texas leaves, Jennifer. I was actually watching, was it the other night? It was two nights ago. I was watching a special about Robert E. Lee. I was a big Robert E. Lee fan. Like, he was, you know, very, you know, a very good leader and stuff like that. But I'm at the thing now. He was a traitor, Jennifer. Do we idolize people that fought against the United States just because they were great leaders?
We're not going down this road.
We're not? You don't agree with me?
No, we're not going down this road.
Why not? We can go down any road I want, Jennifer.
You can go down any road you want. I'm not going down this road.
But right, who, like, let me think. In World War II, there were some great German generals, but we don't celebrate any of them for being great leaders, do we? And great tacticians and in awe of how they won some battle, but with some great maneuver.
Point taken.
We don't do that.
Point taken.
So why did we do it with Robert E. Lee?
Well, I suspect it has something to do with trying to reunite the country and heal the country and make it whole again.
He was lucky he wasn't hanged as being a traitor. I think Lincoln's the one who pardoned him.
Well, I think
Lincoln was the greatest gentleman ever to walk the face of the earth. Have I said this before?
Yes, you have.
Abraham Lincoln, I believe, is the greatest man to ever walk on the face of the earth. How we got him at the right time there. He did something that everybody was against, and he pulled it off, Jennifer. God bless him. Moving on to 1865, thinking of our great rail splitter. President Lincoln signs the 13th Amendment, Jennifer, to the U.S. Constitution. What is the 13th Amendment?
Does it abolish slavery?
It abolishes slavery. Okay, let's get off the slavery thing. 1890.
Oh, but wait, well, we're on the slavery thing. February 27th, the 300th Committee, Stephanie Stevens will be presenting a revision of her, not a revision, she's presenting again slavery in Hunterdon County.
Okay.
It's February 27th at the headquarters library.
Are they doing the Revolutionary one again at some point?
I don't know.
Because I've been watching the series Turn. Have you heard of this? Mm-hmm. It's all about, you would love this. I think Brian would love this. You can borrow the DVDs when we're done. It's okay. So all about Washington and his spies, the spies that helped Washington win the Revolutionary War. And it's based on facts. I mean, I've looked up all these people. It's very good. But I was realizing when Washington won at Trenton, and then he marched to Morristown, he had to roll right through here. Washington probably camped, like, on your property.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting stuff.
But anyway, back to the library. The 300th Committee is having a lot of presentations this year at the headquarters library.
Good. Maybe we should get a list and read them over on the air. Is there a list somewhere?
Yeah, there is. I'll bring it next week.
I'm
going to put some in the scoop.
I'll believe that when I see it.
The next one is Stephanie Stevens on the 27th of February.
Yeah, so a lot of, even though the 300th anniversary was a couple years ago, the County Historical Society is continuing to celebrate.
It's not the Historical Society, I don't think.
It's not?
No, it's the 300th.
But isn't the Historical Society?
I think they're involved, but the 300th is its own entity.
With bringing these presentations, aren't there Historical Society members?
Yes.
I know the guy.
Yeah, but I don't know how closely connected they
are. You just want to try to prove me wrong on something today, Jennifer, don't you?
Go ahead.
Being very contrary over there. And there's the sigh. Okay, so the 300th Committee. Jennifer may or may not bring information about them next week. If she does, we'll read off a list of upcoming programs that they have. You can probably look it up online, too.
Yep.
Okay, Jennifer, moving on to 1893, Jennifer. What does Thomas Edison finish construction on in West Orange, New Jersey?
The first motion picture projector.
Very close. Motion picture studio. The Black Mariah or Maria, it was called. Motion picture theater in West Orange, New Jersey. 1964, Jennifer. The Beatles have the first number one hit in the United States.
Oh, it always comes back to the Beatles.
And what is the name of that song?
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
That is correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is that so hard?
Because, as with Kiko, I am not a huge Beatles fan.
2003. I had a trivia question. I'll ask you later. There's all right. And every team got it wrong.
Well, ask it to me later and see if I get it.
2003, Jennifer. Tragic day in NASA's space, for the NASA space program. What happened in the state in 2003?
I don't know.
7 astronauts died when the Columbia space shuttle disintegrated during reentry. That was on February 1st.
Somehow that gets overshadowed 2003. By Challenger.
Yeah, I know. Because Challenger, everybody watched it live, Jennifer. Yeah. You didn't see Columbia this happen. Everybody watched Challenger. So sad day in American history on February 1st, 2003. Okay, people who were born on February 1st, Jennifer. In 1901, Clark Gable.
He's a movie star. He was in Gone with the Wind. He was Carol Lombard's husband.
Name one other movie he was in. Gone with the Wind is too easy.
I know.
Nothing.
He wasn't in Bringing Up Baby, but...
It happened one night I think he won an Oscar for. The one where I think where they put the bed sheet hung between the two people in the band or something. I don't know. That's like the memorable. 1937, Jennifer Garrett Morris was born.
1937? I don't know.
He was an American actor and comedian, best known for playing... He's actually in This Is Us now, the hot TV show. Do you watch that?
No.
Okay, Garrett Morris, best known as fictional New York Mets player Chico Escuela on Saturday Night Live.
Huh.
Ring any bells?
No.
He used to say he had a catch line, Jennifer. What, do you have any idea what it was?
I do not.
Baseball has been very, very good to me.
Hmm.
No?
No.
Really?
I'm surprised.
I just thought of a good trivia category.
Okay. Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Saturday Night Live, famous catch lines, catchphrases. If anybody from trivia is listening. Another successful trivia night last night at Lone Eagle, by the way, Jennifer.
Congratulations.
Chris Phelan wasn't playing, but I saw him there earlier. Having a beer.
Oh.
Was that surprising you?
Yeah, well, because I was here at 6 o'clock and he was still here.
At 6?
Yeah.
It must have been about 6:30.
Yeah.
So he went and ran right over. He probably, meeting with you, he probably needed a beer, Jennifer. I know I felt that way many times on occasion.
Don't make me laugh.
1938, Jennifer, Sherman Helmsley was born.
Oh, he was Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah, you know that one. Yeah. Very good. It says he was a singer, too. Really? 1968, Jennifer, Lisa Marie Presley was born.
Elvis Presley's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She was married to two famous people. She was actually married like 4 or 5 times, but two very famous people, Jennifer.
I don't know.
If you can name one of them.
No.
Nicolas Cage.
Okay, really?
And Michael Jackson.
Oh, of course.
So you didn't give it much thought.
No, I didn't really.
Okay, died on the state, Jennifer. Literary one for you. 1851, Mary Shelley died.
She wrote Frankenstein.
Correct. Was that the name of the book, Frankenstein?
No, it was like the... Oh, it's the Prometheus or something?
No, really? Oh, I thought it had Frankenstein somewhere in the title, no?
I think it does.
I don't know. And then 1944, Jennifer, Piet Mondrian.
He was an artist.
Yes.
He
was indeed.
I'm seeing... Like a cubist kind of...
Very good.
Yeah, cubist.
Yes, he drew in squares. All primary colors and black lines.
Red, yellow, and blue.
Those are the primary colors, Jennifer.
They are indeed.
A little follow-up question on what the primary colors are.
Red, blue, and yellow. Stop it. Don't make fun of me.
Why not? It's good radio. You know, you're letting poke fun at me,
too. Or the modern Prometheus.
Really? Yep. Was that the actual title? Because yeah. That's another great trivia question.
Yes, that's the actual title. You didn't believe that it was Prometheus, did you?
Wow.
Wow.
I love that.
Okay.
It's tough. Very good.
All right, so let's hear some of these great trivia questions.
Well, do we have time? Do we have to go to a commercial break? It is 11:31. Jim Gano will be here at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. I heard Jim Gano had a very successful show a couple weeks ago on Facebook. Jennifer and I are going to hook up our Facebook page and get live online. Right, Jennifer?
Right, Jim.
I think it'd be popular. You don't
Why
think
people
so?
People want to look at us.
Why not? Okay, Jennifer, I'll give you some trivia questions since we're on the trivia frame of mind. Is that what you're thinking?
Yep. Tell me the one that nobody got. Are we there
we'll
yet?
Get there, Jennifer. Okay.
All right.
All right, here's some general trivia questions for you. Let's see how you do.
I'll pay attention.
Most things are up your alley here. Okay, the metallic alloy brass, Jennifer, is composed of what two elements?
Tin and copper.
I think every team got this wrong, too. Copper is correct. Zinc is the other element. Tough one, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Lord of the Rings?
No.
Never saw the movies? Mm-mm. Then you're not going to get this. But you can take a shot at it anyway. In the beginning of Lord of the Rings, Bilbo Baggins is celebrating his birthday, Jennifer. How old was he? Remember that the Ring of Power gives him unusually long life.
I know it doesn't. I've read the book.
Oh, okay. Then how old was he? Take a guess. I'll give you a margin of error of 10 either way.
783.
783?
Not even close.
111. That's a really unusually long life, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, besides Lake Placid, name another North American city that has hosted the Winter Olympic Games.
Calgary.
Calgary is correct. Very good. Vancouver.
The trick was the North American city.
Right. Vancouver was another one. Salt Lake City and Squaw Valley. Okay, Jennifer, if you're cooking, what does scallopini mean?
It's pounded very thinly.
Thin or flattened slices of meat, Jennifer. Very good. Typically veal. What was the name of the play? Back to old, good old Abe.
What was the
name of the play Abraham Lincoln was watching when he was shot?
Oh, Back to Good Old Abe. I see what you said. The Young Something.
Our American Cousin. Name the Beatles, Jennifer. From left to right.
Oh, dear.
As they walk across Abbey Road on the cover of their album, Abbey Road.
John Lennon is last.
That's correct. You're ahead of the game. You only got to put the last three in order. If you even know the last three's names.
Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, George Harrison.
No. So going from left to right, George, Paul, Ringo, John. But they're walking that way, so you're right. John was in front. And a James Bond movie buff?
Nope.
No?
I'll give it a shot.
So skip it?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay, a Drax Industries space shuttle on loan is hijacked, and 007 is ordered to investigate. In which James Bond movie?
Oh, it would have been one of the newer ones.
No, it's not one of the new ones. It's back when, it was actually when Roger Moore was James Bond. Looking for Moonraker. Who is the current host, you don't have TV, of Comedy Central's The Daily Show?
It's not John Daly anymore.
It was never John Daly. John Daly is a golfer.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
Trevor Noah. All right, here's a history question for you. The United States Naval Ship. What United States Naval Ship was nicknamed Old Ironsides?
And the USS Constitution.
Very good. And then what NFL team uses the fleur-de-lis symbol?
New Orleans Saints.
Very good. As their logo. Good, Jennifer. You know those sports. Okay, I'm going to give you a word one at a time. This is very hard. People struggled with this, Jennifer.
What do you mean one at a time? Oh, it's just I got to figure out what they have in
common. What they have in common.
Okay.
Correct. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Revolution.
What we need. They're like phrases. We need a miracle. We need a revolution.
Incorrect. Comet. Do we need a comet, Jennifer?
No.
News. cricket. Supreme. You'll probably get it with this next word. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pip.
Like Gladys Knight and the...
Exactly. So what is the common theme?
Knight.
Next word. Blowfish. You were on the right track, Jennifer.
Gladys Knight.
No.
Oh.
Pip. Don't nothing back.
Oh, they're musical groups.
They're backing groups. Back yes, Jennifer. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Prince and the Revolution.
Blowfish. Bill Haley and the Comets. Huey Lewis and the News.
Correct. Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Diana Ross and the Supremes.
All right, that's a good one.
Took people a long time to grab that. What do you know about colleges and universities and where they're located? So I would give you the college. You got to tell me what city or town they're located in.
Okay.
University of Florida. Gainesville. Carnegie Mellon.
Pittsburgh.
Very good. Notre Dame.
It's in Indiana. South Bend.
Very good. South Bend. Yale.
New Haven.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Madison.
University of Kentucky.
Oh, I should know this. Adrian's son is my Adrian's son is going there. Louisville.
Lexington. Duke.
I'm always surprised where Duke is. It's in Alabama, isn't it?
No. Durham, North Carolina. University of Arizona.
Scottsdale.
Tucson. Virginia Tech. Blacksburg. Rice University.
It's in Texas. I don't know.
Harvey would know this one.
Who?
Harvey.
The invisible guy, the rabbit?
No, the hurricane that hit the city. Houston. Jennifer. Naval Academy.
Annapolis.
University of Kansas.
Wichita.
Lawrence. Vanderbilt.
Nope.
Nashville. Ohio State.
The Buckeyes. Not Canton. Nope.
Columbus. University of Oklahoma.
Norman.
How'd you know that one?
Because one of my friends went there.
University of Alabama.
Tuscaloosa.
Very good. Harvard.
Boston.
Cambridge. Marshall University.
Nope.
Huntington. University of Georgia.
Nope.
Athens and Penn State.
I can see the signs. College.
Yes.
College. Oh my God.
State college.
Oh my goodness.
All right. How do you know about movie sequels? If I name the movie sequel, you got to tell me the subtitle. Like if I said Home Alone 2, what's the subtitle?
I have no idea.
Lost in New York.
Okay.
Harry Potter 5.
That's not a sequel.
It's not?
It's like, I don't know what it's called. Sequel's like the second. Deathly Hallows.
Several sequels. The Order of the Phoenix. How about Sister Act 2?
Back in the Habit.
See, you need that one. Hunger Games 2.
No.
Catching Fire. Austin Powers 2?
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Very good. See, you were about to say no, and then you had it. Lord of the Rings 2?
Twin Tower.
That's so close. The Two Towers.
Two Towers.
Star Wars 2?
I know.
Yes.
Attack of the Clones.
Wow. Impressive. Okay, finally, Jennifer, because the Hail Mary questions, it might be too tough for you. Only 5 out of 17 teams.
Well, you'll give it to me anyway.
Okay, well. Yeah, you might take a shot. Okay, but first, do you want me and my girl, I'm going to just say lyrics of a song. You tell me what girl I'm referring to.
Okay.
You pick up little dynamite, I'll pick up little gun, and together we're going to go out tonight and make that highway run.
Wendy.
Rosalita by Bruce.
I knew it was Bruce Springsteen.
Who waits at the window wearing a face that she keeps in a jar
Eleanor
by the
Rigby.
Door? Very good. I wouldn't talk down to you. I have to tell you just how I feel. I won't share you with another boy. Roxanne, by the police?
Police.
You lured me away from home just to save you from being alone.
Maggie May.
Very good.
Rod Stewart.
Jubilation, she loves me again. I fall on the floor.
Celia.
Very
Simon
good.
Garfunkel.
You fill up my senses like a night in the forest. I don't even think she says the woman's name in the song. It's
no,
Annie's song by
John Denver.
But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought I might keep you for my own. Amy by Pure Prairie League. Do you know that song?
Yes.
I could tell she liked me from the way that she stared and the way she said you missed a spot over there. Stacy's mom. That's a newer one. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard and my wits got keen. A boy named Sue. Come out to my twist party where the bright lights shine. We'll dance the night away. I'm going to make you mine. Sherry. By the Four Seasons.
Very good.
And finally, the Super Bowl. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this Sunday, by the way, Jennifer?
The Eagles.
Who are you going with? Eagles? What's your final score?
26-23.
Wow. That's kind of ringing true with me for some reason. Watch, you're going to be right. I should go bet that right now. Is this the way you said it off the top of your head? Now she's going to write it down.
I'm going to write it down. We're going to see what happens.
Okay.
Because I won't remember.
Okay, Jennifer, six different NFL teams. Six different NFL teams, Jennifer, have scored more than 40 points in the Super Bowl. Name five of them.
One has to be the Dallas Cowboys.
That is correct. 52-10 over the Buffalo Bills in Super Bowl 27.
One must be the New England Patriots.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Patriots have never scored over 40.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Incorrect.
Nope, I'm out of powerhouse teams.
San Francisco 49ers, when
Sorry,
they were
Jeremiah.
Dominant, they did it twice. The Washington Redskins did it. The Seattle Seahawks did it the most recently over the Broncos. The Chicago Bears whipped up on the Patriots that one year, 46-10. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, believe it or not.
Wow.
Beat the Oakland Raiders 48-21.
Hmm.
So that was a tough one. Only five teams got it.
Yes.
Okay, we're back to the library show. We have a lot of programs in March.
You want to do the
February?
Last? I'll run through the 300th coming up real fast.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
And then we'll go to the last commercial break.
Do that, please. Thank
okay.
you.
So coming up, and you want to look at 100and300th.org to see all their upcoming events. Friday, February 9th at Hillbilly Hall, they're going to do The Dark Side of the Sourlands, Bootleggers, Bandits, Unsolved Mysteries, and Bloody Murders. The Sourland Mountains Were Never Boring. Join East Amwell Historical Society President Jim Davison for some rollicking tales. And then Saturday, the 24th, at Hopewell Presbyterian Church, the Sourland Conservancy, and Stoutsburg Cemetery Association, there's a third gospel brunch. February 27th at the Headquarters Library at 7 p.m., The History of Slavery with historian Stephanie Stevens. And then starting in March, they don't have the events up yet. Oh, no, Marcia just sent out the newsletter, so I will bring it next week. But I think we're going to try and put a couple in the scoop because we have a lot of the programs are being held at the Headquarters Library. Okay, it is 11:45, and as Jim said, we will go to the last commercial break. Come back and finish up with some programs, and then Jim Gano will come in to take care of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
I think you should go alphabetically with that.
We are. Jennifer comes before Jim.
No, you always go alphabetically by last name, Jennifer. Oh. Did your teachers in school ever go alphabetically by first name? When did that ever happen?
I don't know. Sometimes, but it never mattered. It was always in the middle.
Run through the programs we have coming up in February, Jennifer. We got a bunch. How would you like to meet the artists and see the artistic creations of Lena Schiffman and her students? Well, you can on Friday, February 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. There'll be a little reception. You can meet and talk to the artists and check out their artwork. Lena Schiffman has been, she's a book illustrator, I know, a children's book illustrator, among other things. Then the very next day, Saturday, February 10th, the NCB Saturday Winter Concert Series continues with Romantic Memories from the Songbook of Love featuring Jamie and Nancy DeJesus. That's an afternoon concert on Saturday, February 10th at 2 p.m. February 10th is my brother's birthday. I got to remember to call him. I wonder how old he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he'll be 51. He didn't have a 50th birthday party.
Am I going
Bummer.
To have one?
Are you? When did you turn 50?
This year.
You do? Mm-hmm. In October? Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we have one?
I don't know.
Jennifer. The problem is, I would plan something for you, then you just wouldn't show up. So then, if you come, we'll plan your 50th birthday party at Lone Eagle tomorrow when you come with your parents and your sister Sarah. Tuesday, February 20th, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey, the Hunterton chapter, will be talking about native plants and the creatures that love them. That's with Dr. Randy Eckel of the Toadshade Wildflower Farm.
They have fabulous plants.
Do they?
They set up sometimes at
Do
the
they
Forest
sell them?
Farmers Market. I've seen them at the Forest Farmers Market, and they're really interesting.
Cool. Nutrition, Energy, Metabolism, and Its Effects on Weight Loss with Age with Jamie Weissman. It's a program that will be held on Thursday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Winter Concert Series continues at the North County Library on Saturday, February 24th at 2 p.m. with Stephen Fuller and Glenn Merritt as they perform hot jazz on a cold day. Unless, of course, it's not a cold day, Jennifer. Just assuming that I can remember February 24th last year was 80 degrees in Hunterton County. Because I golfed, I can remember it perfectly. I golfed last February 24th.
Did you really?
It was 79 or 80 degrees last February 24th. We won't get that, but
no.
Hunterton County Library will host the Late Night Kennel Club. They'll perform a non-purebred mix of music with an unlikely styling of gypsy jazz, blues, surf, noir, and western swing. That is an unlikely combination, Jennifer. But they've come highly recommended, so come and check them out for yourself. Late Night Kennel Club, Wednesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. All of our musical programs, Jennifer, are made possible by funds from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, and a grant by the Cultural and Heritage Commission of Hunterdon County.
We have a couple that you skipped over. At the North County Branch Library on Thursday, February 15th, Gail Tinder will be there for a personal narrative workshop for emotional growth. Narrative is a fancy term for story, except that narrative has a point. It shapes and defines a person's identity. Personality psychology has demonstrated that our identities are formed by and through the stories we tell about ourselves. By writing or telling our stories, we can help define who we are. Narrative is an effective way of processing and integrating painful events from the past and being able to forgive others and ourselves. Local resident Galen Tinder will hold a workshop that combines presentation, discussion, and exercises. She holds several degrees and certificates. She recently completed a 9-month program with the Center for Narrative Practice in Boston. And on February 27th, the North County Branch Garden Club, the Butterfly Miracle continues with Master Gardener John Damaris of the Rutgers Master Gardener Speakers Bureau. Every fall, the monarchs begin their migration south to an overwintering site. In the spring, the monarch leaves its winter roost and heads northward about halfway back to lay its eggs on milkweed plant.
That's a lot of information.
It is.
I feel like I almost don't have to go to the program.
There you go. And I will tell you that milkweed is amazing. I hatched.
Why?
Because I hatched about a dozen monarch butterflies this year that I could see.
Is that all they're good for, milkweed? What is milkweed used in? Is it medicinal in any way? Or
I don't know. I don't believe it is.
And you eat it? Sounds delicious.
Does it? I've never tried it.
It's got to be used for something else besides hatching monarch butterflies.
I don't think the first time I thought a groundhog had eaten all the leaves off the plant.
Maybe this is something we're missing something. Maybe somebody should investigate milkweed better.
I'll bring you some and you can try it in the spring.
I'm not going to eat it, but maybe some scientists can study it and say, hey, this is the cure for cancer and milkweed. Why didn't anybody ever think about studying milkweed?
I'm sure
Shame on us.
I'm sure people have.
It's no better time to read, Jennifer. The 2018 Hunterdon County Library Adult Winter Reading Club is going strong. It started on December 21st and will end on March 14th. So there's still a month and a half left of the Winter Reading Club. Snowed under, feeling the chill, you're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book. And join us as we play Snow Bingo and read our way through the winter. You can sign up on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the Adult Winter Reading Club right on our homepage. You can print out a bingo card, and the bingo card has little things. It's a game you can play. It has like descriptions of books. If you make a bingo, get a prize, Jennifer? What do you get if you make a bingo?
No, you just get the joy of making a bingo.
You can see how many bingos you get before our end of the winter party. If you make a lot of them, you might get a prize. At the end of the winter party, Jennifer, on March 14th, 2018, there's always a lot of fun, that end of the winter reading club party. There'll be refreshments and games, and you get to meet all your fellow readers and compare notes about the books you read in front of your cozy fire all winter.
And while you're in front of that cozy fire dreaming about spring and butterflies, don't forget the North County Branch Library has the seed exchange that was at the headquarters library for a couple of years. Go up and check out the seeds they have. Take some, leave some. Plant some new varieties, maybe. Take some pictures and share with everyone.
And last but not least, Jennifer, we have a couple minutes left. If you were wondering why I'm not talking about Fred Miller, well, I'll talk about him right now. Our lectures and song series is coming back for the winter spring in March. It'll be March, April, and May. Fred will do three programs. Fred Miller is our resident pianist, singer, narrator. These are all afternoon concerts, free and open to the public, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. On March 14th and March 15th, we have two shows every month, one at the North County Branch and one at the Hunterdon County Library, both starting at 2 p.m. In March, Fred will be singing about Oscar snubs, all the great movie songs Oscar forgot to nominate between the years, of 1940 and 1964. And then in April, Fred comes back to sing about songs of the cowboy and the Old West in a program titled Don't Fence Me In. And then finally, Lovely to Look At, Fashion, Style, and Glamour, an American popular song, will be the topic of Fred's concert and lecture in May. So more information about Fred Miller can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on that big award events in the bottom right-hand corner, and all of our program flyers will be suddenly at your fingertips. Well, not suddenly. Depending on the speed of your internet, might be.
That's right.
Some of you might get it suddenly. Somebody might have to wait a little bit, but it will be there.
Can we give a shout-out to a program that Carolyn Scott in the Book Garden is co-sponsoring with the Unionville Vineyard? They're doing a fundraiser for the Prowlsville Mill on March 1st. And author Christina Baker Klein, who was at the Hunterdon County Library several years ago talking about the Orphan Train, will be there to talk about her newest book, Christina's World, which is based on the Andrew Wyeth painting of the same. A Piece of the World is the name of the book, based on the Andrew Wyeth painting Christina's World.
Very good. And a little program, though, for the Hunterdon County Library. I'm having an artist. I think she's coming in August. Her name is Abigail Rugg. But her work is on display right now at Lone Eagle Brewery, Jennifer.
Shocking.
And her work is amazing. She's going to be a great artist. I mean, she paints like the old masters. And she, with the light, and she's very good. I'm very happy that she's going to be coming to the Hunterdon County Library. If you want a sneak preview, you can stop by Lone Eagle and see it there.
Super. Well, that's all for the library show today. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir, I'll be the
same. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Controversy surrounding a memo that alleges FBI surveillance abuses is growing as House Intelligence Committee ranking member Adam Schiff is now accusing the panel's Republican chairman of altering the memo since it was voted on Monday. The Democrat from California says Devin Nunes made edits to the document that the White House is expected to release to the public today. A rep for Nunes says there were only minor edits made, including grammatical fixes and a couple of edits requested by the FBI. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says,
I had a lengthy conversation with Chairman Nunes last night. He stands by the memo. I stand by him in his constitutional duty to actually inform the American people.
Meadows was speaking on Fox News. Again, that memo could be made public by President Trump today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. The Labor Department reporting today that more Americans were working and the number of claims did unexpectedly drop below what economists had predicted. Initial claims for jobless benefits falling by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 230,000 for the week that ended on January 27th.
Any leader in America that would say